Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
A development in the looming nurses' strike, with 7 of the 15 hospitals now crossed off the list for a possible walkout.
17,000 nurses at 7 private New York City hospitals could still hit the picket line on Monday. Mount Sinai is among them. Dinesh Forbes is a longtime nurse at Mount Sinai West and spoke with 1010 Winds, explaining there's not just wages, their own health care is part of the issue in getting this new contract.
Nurses are not infallible to getting sick. We are human just like our patients. We get sick. We need to see the doctors. We end up in hospitals just as much. So we need that health care. And that's one of the things that we are asking for.
In a statement, Mount Sinai, in fact, saying they are indeed preparing for this walkout on Monday. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Some positive news about healthcare in New York State. We have come in second on the list of the top states when it comes to cancer research. That is the word from Smile Hub, which looked at things like charities per capita, the cancer mortality rate, and the quality of cancer treatment hospitals. Massachusetts came in first, with California, Pennsylvania, and Colorado rounding out the top five. Connecticut, you were ninth. New Jersey, number 32. Governor Hochul vowing to fight back as the federal health department freezes $10 billion in child care funding for 5 Democrat-run states, including New York.
I believe that we'll be successful in court. We'll be having a litigation strategy, and we'll fight this with every fiber of our being, because our kids should not be political pawns in a fight that Donald Trump seems to have with blue state governors.
The other states are California, Colorado, Illinois, and Minnesota. The Trump administration says this is over possible fraud and is demanding the states provide attendance records and inspection reports for child care facilities. The whole thing started after the president seized on a viral video of conservative YouTuber Nick Shirley, who alleged fraud in child care facilities in the Somali communities of Minnesota. Trump also announced that California would be investigated for alleged fraud. In response, Governor Gavin Newsom challenged the president to take a cognitive test on live television. New York's new mayor hits the streets to kick off a $70 million redesign of Delancey Street and the Williamsburg Bridge Landing. The plan is to turn it into a safe public space, with the first phase eliminating a dip in the roadway that's been messing up bike riders for years.
He rode on a city bike to the Williamsburg Bridge, and Mayor Ramdani says cyclist concerns are something we can no longer ignore.
We know that cyclists cross this bridge 2.3 million times in 2024. You cannot enjoy that momentum oftentimes because you have to navigate a veritable gauntlet of cycling punishment.
He stood with DOT workers and even picked up a shovel.
Conversations about what these first few days of the administration could look like, this is something that need not wait even for us to have the additional conversations about larger streetscape changes right here and across the city. This is something that we can do immediately, and so that's what we've done.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Delancey Street.
A warning for drivers in parts of Brooklyn and the Bronx. The city is now going to start fining you for blocking bus lanes. This is along the BX 9, 15, B11, and B63 routes. where automated cameras are now checking for this. The city says the warning period is over, and so you could be looking at a $250 ticket. These four lines are now added to the more than 40 across the city where drivers are getting ticketed. Separately, the MTA has announced some service changes on the 4 and 5 subway lines that will include slower trains through Manhattan and the Bronx overnights and weekends while they do switch replacement. That work starts the 24th. It will run for about a month. A longtime cold case finally closed in New Jersey with a confession from an already imprisoned serial killer.
Alice Eberhardt's family spent 60 years wondering who stabbed and bludgeoned her to death in their Fairlawn home. Police Sergeant Eric Eliswich said the answer came last month in a jailhouse confession from the so-called torso killer, Richard Cottingham.
Her siblings are alive. I've been in contact with one of her sisters and her son, and obviously they're relieved. Especially coming to them around the holidays, it was nice to refreshing to get that news that there's just some closure now that they know, you know, this is what happened to their sister.
Authorities believe Alice's murder was the first in Cottingham's killing spree in the 1960s and 70s. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
There's an arrest now in the fatal stabbing of a man in the Bronx. Police say this was random, that 53-year-old George Ennin, a father of two, was on his way to work as a security guard when he was stabbed on 3rd Avenue and East 157th in Melrose. This neighbor, speaking to ABC 7.
This man was one in a million. He was a diamond in the rough. He raised two daughters single-handedly.
The violence was caught on surveillance video. 38-year-old Sean Jones was arrested yesterday. He's charged with murder, manslaughter, and criminal possession of a weapon. As part of his first full week in office, Mayor Mamdani has now given the City Corrections Department 45 days to bring the city into compliance with a City Council-approved ban on solitary confinement that actually passed in 2024, but the rollout was delayed under the Adams administration, citing safety concerns, saying fixing conditions at Rikers specifically will take time. The mayor has also extended Rikers' emergency status, allowing that prison complex to be exempt from various local laws. Rikers is still legally required to close by 2027, but its inmate population continues to rise, and construction on the borough-based jails that are supposed to replace it, that has stalled. Lillian Bonsignori is now the commissioner of the New York City Fire Department. She was sworn in Tuesday by the mayor, who has blasted what he called fear-mongering over the former head of EMS. Critics, who have included Elon Musk, say she's not qualified. The mayor says she has a wealth of experience and will be a leader who, quote, knows this work, cares about the work, and will stop at nothing to keep our city safe. The NYPD touting end-of-the-year numbers on major crime in New York City, Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
Citywide, murders declined 20% in 2025, with 77 fewer people murdered than 2024.
Mayor Mamdani praising the NYPD for the good work.
Each of these markers of achievement is a testament to a police department that cares about this city and works with this city to remake this city.
The mayor campaigned on a promise of police reform, including eliminating the NYPD's gang database and outsourcing some mental health calls to a newly created agency. When asked about that, he deferred to the commissioner, who said at this time there is no change planned to the crime-fighting strategy that has delivered historic results.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.